It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
And welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. It is time for quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. While the holiday season may be winding down, there's no shortage of college and pro sports action. No better place to get in on all that action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. And to celebrate this year's college football playoffs, DraftKings is giving all new users the chance to bet on any semifinal team to win the championship at 100-1 odds. That's right. All you have to do is bet $1 on any semifinal team to win the championship. And if your team wins, you cash $100. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up to get 100-1 odds on any semifinal team to win it all. That's code KSN for new players for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. As I said, it is quarter number two, and let's start with this, Greg. You're getting 100-1 odds on one of the college playoff teams to win it all. Who's your money on?
Oh, Alabama. There's no question, Jim. I just don't see how anyone's going to be able to keep up with them. I really don't. I mean, I look at the teams that are also here. And obviously, they're all extremely talented. They wouldn't be here otherwise, but I'm just not really sure who's going to play with Alabama. So I assume at the $5 bet maximum, but even if it was a dollar, I think it'd be worth it to get them at 100-1.
I do too. And since we're going to talk about recruiting, I'm going to just digress for one moment. Interesting article this week in The Athletic talking about the Notre Dame-Alabama matchup. And what they did was they got the recruiting rankings for each position on the field. Notre Dame has out-recruited Alabama at exactly one position, tight end. Every other position, Alabama has had better recruiting, and that's why Alabama is Alabama. All right, Greg, we are talking recruiting this segment. Let's get closer to home. Let's talk a bit about Penn State recruiting. I want to start. We just got done with the, well, not done, but the early signing period for 2021. But I want to talk 2022 class, where Penn State has been doing a better job. They've been bringing in Pennsylvania talent. And on January 1st, another four-star player from Pennsylvania, another top 10 Pennsylvania player, Mickey Flowers, a four-star wide receiver from Harrisburg, is going to make his announcement. What do we know about Mickey, and where does Penn State stand with him?
Yeah, Jim. So this is obviously an extremely talented wide receiver from the mid-Penn in the Harrisburg area. And obviously, Steel High does not play the biggest schools around or the most competitive programs in Pennsylvania, but he's really done a nice job of just beating up on everyone he plays against. The number 121 player in the class of 2022, according to the 247 Sports composite ranking, which also has him as the number 15 receiver in the nation and the number 4 player in Pennsylvania. He's a consensus 4-star across the board, announcing on January 1st, New Year's Day, as you note. So that is a way to kick off 2021. And I think Penn State will enjoy getting some fireworks to add to an already loaded class of 2022 when Mickey Flowers makes his announcement. You know, he's talked a lot about the fact that he likes Penn State, likes what he sees, likes the familiarity and how close, how close the school is to his hometown, obviously, and everything like that. So, you know, there are some schools here, especially Arizona State, among others, who I think he has good relationships with. But I just have a really tough time seeing him picking anywhere other than Penn State when it comes down to it on Friday, I guess that is. But I guess the flip side of that, Jim, is I also am not sure that, you know, this is the end of this recruitment, so to speak. And that goes for any 2022 recruit at this point, not just specifically him. But, you know, at some point, Jim, these guys are going to get to make bowl trips again. Or I'm sorry, yeah, bowl trips. They're going to be able to make recruiting visits again. They're going to be able to go see schools again. And I think that that is going to obviously change some of the dynamic when it comes to verbal commitments and wanting to get out and seeing things and all of that. So, you know, I think that that is, you know, that's obviously one thing to keep in mind is that guys who are committing now, guys who commit in the spring before visits start again, I think it's likely that Penn State holds on to most of those guys because they tend to do a very good job of making sure their commitments are solid, but they've also not had a cycle without a decommitment. So, you know, not that Mekhi Flowers is going to be that guy or anything, assuming he picks Penn State, but it's something to keep in mind. And, you know, either way, I do like the Lions' chances come Friday at a to-be-determined time. He has not picked one yet as of us talking about it.
The thing also, Greg, you mentioned about these players haven't been able to make visits over the last year or so. So that's going to hopefully open up maybe in the summer and the fall, could add to the potential for people decommitting. There's also the situation that he will be the third wide receiver. And if you count two tight ends, that will mean five total receivers in this class already out of the eight commitments. So you also have, I'll call it a little bit of position redundancy to be concerned about also, correct?
I would say yes and no. And the problem is that we have, I mean, tight end, obviously, you know, Penn State gets Khalil Dinkins here. But, you know, the problem with that tight end spot, Jim, is I think you have to keep hammering it because if they keep producing guys the way they have been, and there's no reason based on the way they've recruited to think it's going to stop, they're going to lose guys after three seasons and or they're going to lose guys further down the depth chart to the transfer portal. So I think you have to keep hitting that position hard. That's, you know, the same thing at running back, obviously. And then when it goes to receiver, I'll just say this. Penn State might have a lot of receivers committed and a lot of receivers on the roster, but how many of them can you count on, no matter if they're young or old, to really go out and make big plays for you? You know, not a ton. And either way, if Jahan Dotson comes back this year instead of going to the draft, he still will be gone 100% by the time these 2022 guys get on campus. You know, Cam Sullivan Brown's a guy who probably won't be here then. Daniel George, same thing. So, you know, you obviously like what you see from Keandre Lambert-Smith from Parker Washington. You have Jaden Dotton and Malik Mega, obviously still to come in that class, guys who didn't play in 2020. But, yeah, well, I guess Mega played a little bit. But regardless, you know, I do think that it's okay to be a little bit overloaded there because as we're seeing with the portal, you're going to lose guys. There's no doubt about that. And then conversely, until they have a better hit rate at wide receiver, Jim, I think you're always going to want to overload there, just assuming that, you know, a percentage of the guys you take aren't going to pan out.
And I guess the other thing at tight end is as we saw this year, you can play more than one tight end, or this team is willing to. One last note on the 2022 class. We've been talking about if Flowers commits to Penn State, he will be the fourth member of the Pennsylvania State top 10 high school players to commit. Interestingly enough, Bo Perbula, the quarterback, is not ranked right now in the top 10 of Penn State players, and he just won the 6A Pennsylvania Player of the Year, so congratulations to him, and I suspect when things are re-ranked, he will be in that top 10, correct?
Yeah, Jim, I think the odds of that are pretty good. There'll be no DraftKings boost on that. I think that's that one's too easy to figure out. So, yeah, obviously he'll be re-ranked. And, you know, Penn State obviously is off to a better start in the class of 2022 in Pennsylvania and just in general. But, again, there's a long way to go here for the Lions and everybody else across the country. And it's just going to be fascinating to me, Jim, to watch how things play out in 2022 because we've never had a recruiting cycle where guys couldn't make visits for 9 months. We've also never had one where guys are going to be visiting at probably everywhere they possibly can afford to because they weren't able to do any of that stuff last year and they want to take advantage of it during their senior year, before their senior year. And you have guys who didn't play last year, so will that mean a renewed focus on their team and less focus on recruiting? I don't know. It's going to be as interesting as this cycle was. The next cycle has even more intrigued to come, I think. So, you know, between that and the transfer portal, it's going to be, I think, a fire hose of news for much of the year, which is good for us. We like that. You know, the fans do as well. And you know, the interesting thing with the portal, obviously, is that sometimes you're going to recruit a guy like a John Lovett who won't impact your 2022 class because he's a grad transfer. He's here for 1 year. It doesn't matter. And sometimes you're going to go get a guy like Johnny Dixon who would impact maybe a 2022 prospect's thinking because he's not a grad transfer and he does have a couple of years left to play at Penn State. So, you know, that'll be another interesting dynamic to track here as well.
Sticking with the 2022 class for just one more moment, we talked about Flowers making his commitment on Friday, New Year's Day. Any more 2022 class members who we should be on commitment alert for?
I don't think so at this point in time. And again, I'll make the note that, you know, these things tend to kind of pop up out of the blue where a guy says, oh, yeah, I feel like I've seen enough to make a decision. But no, I mean, ultimately, at this point, if you have not, you know, if you've not set a commitment date, I don't know why you would, honestly. You know, again, I think that kids are going to want to take visits in the new year. They're going to want to go see the schools that they weren't able to see during the off season. And so, you know, during last season and last off season. And so last summer. And so I just don't know why you would commit unless you're 100% certain about where you want to go and that there's no way anyone could change your mind. I'm just not sure why you would commit right now and pass up the opportunity to take visits without worrying about what a coach at the school you're committed to thinks or anything like that. So, you know, I don't know if we're going to see the rash of commitments that we saw last spring. Obviously, a lot of guys thought, oh, well, you know, I better get a spot now or I should just commit now because I'm not going to go get to visit anywhere. And they were right. I mean, they were 100% correct. So I don't know if we're going to see that, though, this time around.
In the last minute or so that we have, let's do a quick 2021 conversation. The early signing day was uneventful. No surprise commitments, no surprise decommitments, but there's still time to the second signing day. Any prospects for Penn State in the 2021 class?
Yeah, you know, we're going to obviously continue to keep an eye on George Rooks. He's a four-star defensive tackle out of New Jersey. Michigan, Penn State, Boston College all still believed to be in play there. You just wonder what he's waiting for at this point. You know, he's been focused on these three schools for a really long time. I just don't completely understand what exactly it is he's looking for before making a decision, but clearly he's looking for more, so we'll see how things play out there. And then, you know, I could see Penn State getting involved with somebody, you know, leading up to the early signing period. But the traditional signing period. But ultimately, I would expect it to be more like the late signing or the early signing period. Jim, I keep getting my periods mixed up where I don't know if there's going to be any drama, any excitement. Maybe there'll be one guy that Penn State has to kind of sweat out. But I think it's going to be more about the portal this year and less about adding guys late in the 2021 class.
Okay, that is it for quarter number two and our recruiting segment. Stick around. In quarter number three, we get to your questions in our Ask Greg segment. Stick around.
For this year's college football playoffs, DraftKings, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving all new users the chance to bet $1 on any semifinal team to win the championship. And if your team wins, you cash $100. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code KSN. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hearty souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.